Okay.
Which door?
Okay, special welcome to the guests. And let us. Okay, I want to try and make some seder over here. Okay, so let's just lay this out. I'll try and lay this out clear for the guests. We'll try and do a little quick chazara, at least outside. So we have a sugya of tsroros. Tsroros means, what does tsroros mean?
Kick pebbles.
So kick pebbles, and the Gemara has a couple of dinim that are unique to tsroros. And the main halacha that we're going to care about is we have a din of chatz nezek. So normally when you damage your chad nezek shalom, here all of a sudden you chayev chatz nezek. So that's an unusual din, and the Gemara tells us that this is going to be derived from some kind of halacha from Moshe Sinai, and we saw two fundamental shitas in exactly what that halacha Moshe Sinai is doing. We have the Rush on the one hand that says, what is the halacha Moshe Sinai? What is the core message of the halacha Moshe Sinai? What? So really, Mikra Adin, you should be paying how much? Nezek Shalom. And really, Mikra Adin, when an animal is walking in a
Chatz
or wherever, and he's kicking up pebbles. So fundamentally, what's he doing? He's chayav mishum which tolda. It's a tolda of regel, and the din of tolda of a regel is yichayav nezek shalem. So basically, the halach Moshe Sinai says we're going from a 100% chayav nezek shalem of regel, and now we're reducing that to a chayav of chatzi nezek, and that is essentially what the message of Tolda de Regel is, of Halach Moshe Mishina is. We're taking you from Nezek Shalem to Chatzi Nezek, and this was always Regel. We never thought anything else. We're just reducing the amount of payment. And now comes along Rav Papa, and what does Rav Papa say beyond just, okay, we pay Chatzi Nezek? Rav Papa now says that not only that, but if it's regel, where are you puttering? You're puttering shus harabim. So din number one, putter birshus harabim. And din number two, says Rav Papa, is? And you pay min aliyah. So Rav Papa tells us classic regel type formulations. And the only unique thing is you pay chatzines. And came along Rava, and Rava basically agrees to din number one, that your potter Birshus HaRabim, that he agrees to. But din number two, that whether you pay Migufo or Min Aliyah, so that din number two, Rava has a suffix, Min Aliyah or Migufo, so that's a question. Okay? According to Rush, we're just going from 100% to 50%, and this rest of the flow is just straight Duma. So far, so good? Okay. In contrast, we have what I'll call the pole of Rashi. According to Rashi, what is the Halacha Moshe Sinai doing? It's doing two things. Number one, it's telling you that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Number two, it's telling you what is the character of that Chatzi Nezek payment. The character of the Chatzi Nezek payment is mamon. And why might we have thought otherwise? Because before you get to associated karen, it's even simpler than that. Because once you're talking about a payment that is only Chatzi Nezek, that is not paying exactly what you did damage, so there already looks more knas-like, and we have a precedent for that in the case of Karen. And therefore, maybe this is called a knas. So it's like a havamina. There's a havamina of knas. Kamash malon, that no, it has a character of mama. So far, so good. Okay? This we discussed last time. So you have a Rush and Rashi. And just to flesh it out, I'm just going to ask you a simple question. We're going to learn two very small little Tosis. I want to ask a simple question. Do you think Tosis is in the camp of Rashi, or is Tosis in the camp of the Rush? So you look at Tosis on our sugya. So Tosis says lapotra birshus harabim. So according to both Rava and Rav Papa, chatzin ezek tzroros is pater nishus harabim. The imtomar amay pshita leitfei milashalim in aliyah. So even Rava agrees it's pasha that you're pater in rishus harabim. Why is it a question whether you pay mikuf or min aliyah according to Rava, while it's pasha that you pay that you're pater nishus harabim? But yeshomer kevan de min hadin haya mecha mishalim nezek shalem the asi hilchasa. So step one, just from the language of Tosis, is Tosis learning like the Rush or like Rashi? Who says the Rush? Eli Shear, defend yourself. Tell me why Rush? Why Rush? According to Rashi, it is Rashi. According to Rashi, notice what I did over here? I wrote 100% down to 50%. How would Rashi, if I were going to use like numbers, what would Rashi say? Rashi says, well, it's going like 100% would be reggae. But Rashi's telling you, it's not really reggae. It's not really reggae. So you're going from like 100% to zero to 50%. In other words, it's a new mechayev. A new mechayev, which we're not exactly sure what that new mechayev is. Regel, Karen, something new, but it's like, it's not building off of, oh, you're just going from 100 to 50. You're going from 100 to something absolutely new. And what did the Rush say? The Rush, what does Tosis say? Tosis' language is very clear on this. Tosis says, came to Minadin, Ahoy Mishal Nezek Shalom. Minadin, what should you have to pay? Nezek Shalom. Why are you paying Nezek Shalom Minadin? Because it's regular. The Asi Hilchasad Lomashan al Chatzi Nezek. And the Halakha Moshe comes and says, you only have to pay Chatzi Nezek. So you should pay regular. And it's a Chiddush. Halakha Moshe is saying you only pay Chatzi Nezek. I think Tosis is squarely over here. And I think the next Tosis will perhaps corroborate that as well. According to Rashi, what did we say last time? What was the Havamina that maybe this Chatzinezik is a new animal? What? Maybe it's a Knaz of? It's Karen-like. So Tosis says, what was your Havamina? That's Tosis. I might call it like Tolda de Regel. Why is it called a Tolda de Regel? Af al-gav did domi le Regel. Even though it's what? It's very similar to Regel because it's coming from... it's coming from the foot, it's coming from walking. Kevan Shedina Chaluk, since its din was, is different. How is the din different? Chatzi Nezek. Hayalo Likros Shame Bifnei Atzma. Maybe it should be a what?
Its own thing.
Its own thing. Should it be Karen? Is Karen a shame Bifnei Atzma?
No.
That's not what he means. In other words, he would have said Karen. It means it's this new animal. So you might have thought it's a new animal. Kamash Malan. It's what? It's the same animal. It's the same regel, just with a slightly different halacha. What's the slightly different halacha? Chatzines. So I think, again, Tosis, I think, is clearly working with the Rush. Yes. And who, lichora, is working in the world of Rashi? So if you look at the Rambam, his Hilchos Niske Mamon Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam writes as follows: Kol hamishalein nezek shalem. If you're paying nezek shalem, arei atashlumin mamon. So then, what's your payment? You're paying Nezek Shalem, then it's Mama. Shukhav Shalem, Kamisha Lava Michaveh, Shukhav Shalem. When you borrow money, you have to pay back. What's the nature of that payback? Mama. When you do damage of $100, you have to pay back $100. What's the nature of that payment? Mama. It's compensatory. Anytime you pay back what you owe, the exact amount, that's called compensatory, that's called a chiyuv mamon. The kol hamishalim chatzi nezek, and if you pay what? Chatzi nezek, hare atashumin knas. That's called a knas, and then he writes, chutz mechatzi nezek shel tzroros, except for our chatzi nezek, shuhu halacha. How do you read that Ram? Shuhu halacha l'mos misina. How do you read that Ram in this context? L'chor, simple reading.
It's like Rashi,
correct. Why? In other words, really, you might think now it should be like Keren, Chatzi Nezek, you're not doing pure compensation, and therefore perhaps it's not called Mamon. What is Halacha Mosh Mitzina teaching you? That it is Mamon. That it is Mamon. And who makes this point explicitly clear? That the Rambam is in the camp of Rashi? The Gra. The Gra makes that point explicitly clear, and it gives us a Maramukh. He sends us to a Gemara Ksuvus. Are we learning Ksuvus this year?
No.
No. So it's the same exact Gemara in Bava Kamma. So I just gave you that Maramukh. Now, Rabos, I just want to ask one simple question. This is something we should know. We have to know. What's a nafkamina? Who cares if it's Knas or Mamon? Like, who cares? What's this big deal that according to Rashi and the Rambam, the halacha l'moshe nisina is telling you that it is a chiyuv of mamon and not knas? Who cares? Who cares? Both are going to be chayv chatzi nezek. Either way, we have a suffix if it's min ha'aliyah or mikufo. So what do I care if it's a chiyuv mamon or a chiyuv knas? What difference does it make? Eitan kavosh. That's correct. The nafkamina is a huge nafkamina. And the nafkamina is mode beknas potter. If you have a chiyuv knas that's on you, and you admit that you owe the knas, so what's the halacha? What? Potter. If you have a chiyuv mamon on you, that you confess to, what's the din? You have to pay. Now that is an important distinction. And the Gemara on Dav Tes Vav really highlights that. Let's just do that Gemara very quickly. I do not want to spend an excessive amount of time in this Gemara, but some of you got caught up with it. And the Gemara is really highlighting this point. And this Gemara says, the Gra highlights why the Rambam is clearly paskening in the camp of Rashi. Mr. Kaplan, you lost?
Kaplan got it.
It's okay to be lost. It's okay. He's got every right to be lost. I'd be lost too. Okay. Mr. Greenberg, you lost?
No.
Fantastic.
Mainly fine.
What?
Mainly fine.
You're mainly fine. Super. What are you learning this year?
Shabbos.
Well, parrot? Jumping all over the place. Rekabon. Fantastic. What?
Yes.
Should we test him?
Yeah.
Machlok is Rav and Shmuel by Mesates. What's Machlok is Rav and Shmuel by Mesates? Yeah.
Did you learn that?
What?
Context.
It's the first bottom of the first Amud in Perek HaBonah. What? Oh, you're not in Perek HaBonah. Perek HaBonah is the 12th Perek.
No, it's
Mishran. Chavez.
Oh,
you're learning Perek by Mem Madlikin.
Yeah.
You're doing the Hanukkah studies.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave you. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Daf Tesva. Tesva and base. How do we pass it? Keren Tam Chatzin Ezek Knas or Mama. knas. So the Gemara assumes that palga nizka knasel. So now the Gemara says as follows: Toshma ze haklal. With 8 lines from the top of the page, says above my base. Toshma ze haklal. Kol hamishalim yoter amashehizik. If you pay more than what you did damage, ain't a mashama piatzma. What does that mean, ain't a mashama piatzma? Then it's a knas. In other words, if you confess, you admit, you don't have to pay. My law. So what's the implication? If you pay more, you don't have to pay. How pukkah mashah is it? But if you owe less than what you're mazik, then mashallah piatzma. Implying, if you pay less, it's not a knas. That goes against the din of palga nizka knasi. So Gemara says, love, that's not true. That diuk is a bad diuk. Hakamasha isik mishalem. No. When do you go ahead if you admit that's if your chiyuv is exactly what you did damage? You did damage 100, you pay 100, you admit to 100, the chiyuv is commensurate, then mode you pay. Avo pachos, my hachanami. Delo mishalem. But if you want to tell me you admit the chiyuv is palganizka, and you admit you don't have to pay, but in Yehachi, then you should have written, Adetoni Zakal Kol Mashalim Yotel Mashizik, Enu Shalim Piatzmo. Listening, you should have said, Zakal Kol Sheinu Shalim, Kemosha Hizik, the Masha Pachos, Mashma Yotel. So this Brisa seems to go against the rule of Palganizka Knas. Because the Brisa says, when do you go ahead and pay? When do you, your admission is not going to be Machayev you only if it's the amount you have to pay is more than you did damage. Implying if it's less than you did damage, your admission, you will have to pay. Implying that Paganiska is Mamono. So Gemara says, Tiyufta? Yeah, good cash. Tiyufta, good cash. But nevertheless, Hilchasa, Paganiska Knasa. But nevertheless, Chatzi Nezik is a Knas. Gemara asks, does this make any sense? He told me it's a good kasha, tiyufta behilchasa. In. Yes, we have a tiyufta, a kasha, and alacha nevertheless paganizka knasa. How do we get there? Because time and my have a tiyufta mishum delokotani kamosha hizik. But you know why it didn't say in that braisa kamosha hizik? It only said, you're only chayav, your admission is only if it's a case of yolter mimasha hizik. Because we have one outlier case. What's the one outlier case? Mishum kevan de'ika chatzi nezek sroros de'hilchisa gemirala. Underline the words. De'memonahu mishum hachi lo katani. Ooh. So why did the Brisa say you're only, if you admit in a case of Yoter Masha Hizik, there you don't have to pay, and that's not a slam dunk slug up of Palga Nizka Knasa? Because I have a case where there's a case of Chatzi Nezek, and I know for a fact it's a Chiyuv Mamon based on Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That's the gears of this Gemara, and says the Gra, that corroborates the position of Rambam and Rashi. Okay. That's all the background. Obviously, you have to say that Rashi had a different gears over here, had something else going on over here, but understand the nafka between Mamon and Knas. Now I want to get there. That's all background. That's all background. I'd like to start the shiur now. This is all stuff you saw on say. Rabosai, I want to explain, and I have three different pshatim. Essentially, the easier way to like work on it is what was Rava's suffix. But everything we're going to say in Rava, I think we can say in Rav Papa too. Because did Rav Papa ever himself say Tzroros equals Regel? Did he ever say those words?
No.
He never said those words. Never said those words. What does he say? He calls it Amai Korila Told of the Regel. Why do we label it as a Told of Regel? And yes, it shares dinin with regel, for sure. And that's why we might characterize it as regel. Rava may or may not. And even Rav Papa, it might have dinin, but it might not fully be squarely regel, and that's what we want to explore. Three pshatim, again, focusing on the subject of Rav, but I think whatever we could say in Rav Papa as well. Approach number one. Very simple. Very simple. And we didn't do this last time. We only did approach number three, which I'm going to elaborate on as well. Approach number one. Really, at the end of the day, Tzroros is in the orbit of Regel. It's in the orbit of Regel. Rav Papa says it's got all the characteristics of Regel. It's in the orbit of Regel. Halach Lamos Misinai says Yipei Chatzi Nezek. That's anomalous, but it's in the orbit of Regel. So what was Rava debating? What was Rava's question, Migufo or Min Ha'aliyah? His question was the scope of the Halach Lamos Misinai. Let's go with the Rush, because this works well with the Rush. According to the Rush, what did the Halach Lamos Misinai do? According to the Rush? It's Regel Lekula. That's all called. Regel Lekula. So how does that reflect itself halachically? You only pay Chatzinez. So the payment is downgraded. It's regel with a reduced payment. So now what does Rava come along and wonder? Oh, once we're reducing payment, so maybe it gets reduced even more. How are we reducing it even more? How do we reduce it even more? You don't pay min aliyah, you pay me? Migufa. That's shot number one. It's regular. Please. I mean, it's here. Please, that's a little dirty. Please.
Worthy.
It's regular, but it's regular reduced payments. And therefore reduced payment, what does that mean, regular reduced payments? What does it mean, regular reduced payment? It means you might only have to pay me Kufo not min Ali. Now, which Rishon learned like what I just said? The Rashba. The Rashba is learning like I just said. Quickly, open up the Rashba. Now, according to the Rashba, was there a bona fide Havamina that this halach of Tzoros is coming from Karen? Was it a bona fide Havamina in the Rashba? Yes or no? The Rashba says, his Gyusa is, Hada Amina Makarle told the Regel, says the Rashba, told the Karen who? There is a bona fide Havamina that Chatzi Nezek Tzoros is coming not from Regel, but from Karen. Lav lememra, the Rav Papa bilchud, who to correlate all the Regel, the Aliyah bilchud who to kamachel kuliyama, hilchasak mirala to told the Regel. Before the Halacha Moshe Misinai, what did I think Tzoros might have been? Karen. What does Halacha Moshe Misinai do? It tells enough. Halach Moshe instead told the Regel. And now, it's told the Regel, Patrish is a Rabin, Rav Papa says he pay me an Aliyah. V'teid halacha, midamina nulu rabba di barlai ma'a karelai told the Regel. Vim isa minan the rabba karelai told the Regel. According to Rabba, maybe it says, you should pay not just min ha'aliyah, but maybe you pay me gufo. So maybe Rabba's position is, it's a tolda of Karen, you might think, no, says the Rashba, after the Kala comes to Sinai, Kuli Alma, Hachi, Gemira, La. The Talmud, Kuli Alma, Hudu, Kometame, but my Shaikha, La Regal, the Kareem, Behachain, Adarabba. Face Shaikha, you would have thought it was Karen. And now that we say you're Mesham and Aliyah, and you're Pat Mesharabim, Kuli Alma, Vadai, Petura, Mesharabim, Keregel. Eladra Papa Sava came to Gemira, told to the Regali, absolutely. And the Chiddush Yom Pechatzi Nezik, Verava, listen to the words, Misafkalim, this was his suffix, Kevan de Akil Bei Rachman, since the Torah was lenient, Shelo Lachaivo Elo Chatzi Nezik, they only have to pay what? Chatzi Nezik. Af Anu Nomar, maybe we should also say, Shochaivo Elo Chatzi Nezik de Alma, the Piresh Bo Shumikufo. Is that once the Halach Moshe is saying downgrade the payment to Chatzi Nezek, maybe you should also downgrade the payment to what? To Mikufa. That was the suffix of Rava. How far does the Halach Moshe mean Sinai go? That's shot number one. Shot number two. I don't know if I have a Rishon that actually says this, but I think it's possibly can squeeze into words of the Rashi himself in the Hemshech. Shot number two is as follows. Is Chatzin as a told to the regal? Sure. But you're only paying Chatzin as a. And maybe there's a rule, not in this Halach Moshe Sinai, but there's a rule in Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek equals Migufa. Equals Migufa. Second shot. Is that once you're telling me you're paying what? You're paying Chatzi Nezek. So Chatzi Nezek means you only pay Migufa. That's part of Hilchos, not Regel, not Keren. It's not a Halacha in Keren. It's halacha in Chatzi Nezek. Hilchos Chatzi Nezek is Mikufa. And if that's true, no one is saying that Soros is Keren. It's not Keren. But it is Chatzi Nezek. And now I learned there's a halacha in Hilchos Chatzi Nezek that you pay Mikufa, or you might pay Mikufa. That was the suffix of Rav. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three is what we developed last time. And that's what I want to develop a little bit further right. Pshat number three, which I think is definitely more the lean in the direction of Rashi, and that is that when all is said and done, what is Keren? What is Tzoros? So let's just explain this in a more lumdish way. Rabosa, what's the animal doing? What's the animal doing? It's walking. What's the consequence of the animal's walking? It's kicking up rocks, which in turn do damage. Is the animal's activity common?
Yes.
Yes. Is the resultant hezek common?
No.
So I'm going to use some terminology over here. The pu'ulas ha-hezek. The pu'ula being performed by the animal. Common or uncommon?
Common.
However, the chalos hezek, the resultant hezek, is uncommon. What determines how we characterize a hezek? Is it characterized by the pu'ulas ha-hezek? Or is it characterized by the chalos hezek? If you characterize it by the pu'ula, then what is it? Then it's regel. If you characterize it by the chalos, then what is it? It's keren. Look at the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, source number 7. Says the Rambam, Ha'ikar Bekol hasug min hanizakin, shekol nezek haba mi behema. Be'esha asa mashidako lasos, tamir o ala rov, v'ze hu sha'omer malav kidarka, mishal nezek shalim. If what it's doing is kidarka, normal activity, you pay nezek shalim. U'shelo kidarka, kushe osa adavar sha'asa ina osa osa ela b'miut, osa nasa adavar be'emsa'ut pu'ula acheres, v'lo ha'isa behema hi apo'el asasa, hadavar pu'ula yeshira. If it's indirect or unusual, so then he pays chatzi nezek. V'ze hachatzi nezek shechai b'tzroros. Hanitozos mitachas ragleha, dafka, hare mishamin aliyah kamosh nevar. Tzroros is this combo where the activity is normal, is common, but the result is indirect and... Now watch this. Watch this. What is Chatzi Nezek Tzroros? Where we characterize it. Is it Mammon or is it Knas? Is it Regel or is it... Or is it... So when it comes to characterizing the hezek, the characterization of the hezek, what do I look to? I look to the pu'ula that is done by the animal. And what is the pu'ula being done by the animal? It's walking. So you know what it is? It's regular. And therefore, the character of the payment is what? Is mamon. It's mamon. That's the chiddush of the halacha Moshe Misina. Its character is mamon because when you figure out, when you characterize the nature of the hezek, you look to the pu'ula, sahezek. But what triggers the chiyuv to pay? What's triggering the chiyuv to pay?
The result of hezek
is very uncommon. So what do you pay when you do uncommon hezek? You pay chatzi nezek. Keren, uncommon. So the payment is chatzi nezek. What's the payment of tzroros? It's chatzi nezek. Why? Because it's hybridizing. It's a schizophrenic hezek. The character is regel as defined by Pulas HaHezek. But how much do you pay? That you look at the chalos HaHezek. And the chalos HaHezek is... unusual. And for unusual hezek, how much do you have to pay? Chatzi nezek. Now comes along Rava. And Rava wants to know a more sophisticated question. Okay, the amount is chalos hezek. The character is mamon regel nafkamina hamode be tzroros has to pay. But now, what about the limit of aliyah or what? Or gufa. So now he says it's got an element of keren. It's got an element of regel. Is the distinction between gufa or me aliyah a function of the maisa hezek, the chalos hezek, or is it a function of the pu'ula sa hezek, says Rava? I'm not sure. That's the suffix of Rava. Now, in light of that suffix, we'll take a look at another Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Gemara wants to know, Yud Ches Amud Beis, we'll open it up very quickly. Let's say an animal walks around spraying tzroros, spraying pebbles. He did it once. How much does he have to pay? Chatzinezek. He did it a second time. How much does he have to pay? Chatzinezek. A third time, Chatzinezek. Now that he did it a fourth time, does his payment rise to Nezek Shah? Does his payment rise to Nezek Shah? What would you say to that question before you look at the Gemara? Tell me what the Rush would say to that. No, why? It's Regel. It's Regel. And Regel doesn't have a halacha. Regel is Urche. It's Urche. It's regular. There's no such thing as a mu'ad for that which you're already mu'ad for. There's a halacha most specific. What would Rashi the Rambam perhaps say is that, wait a second. Depending on how you learn, pshat one, two, or three. But if you go with pshat number three, that Karen is lurking over here, and that this tolda is a combination tolda, because the pu'ula is regel, but the chalos hezek is Karen. So the Gemara tells us on Yud Ches Amud Beis, machlokes yesh ha'ada litzroros, o ein ha'ada litzroros. And you know who has this very question? Ha de boy Rava. It's our very same Rava who's not sure if yesh ha'ada or ein ha'ada litzroros. The same Rava who has a suffix of Aliyah Ugufo, it's the same exact suffix, and there's a Rashi there. Rashi writes over here, Elahadaboy Rava Yeshadotos, Ki Urchayu, Im Asan, Shalosh Pamim, Miyamrina came this Bezimna, Kamais Masham Chatzinezek, Ki Keren, Le Keren Medaminale. Rashi himself says, what's the suffix of Rava? Do we compare Tsroros to Keren? What's the comparison? The comparison is, because the result of the hezek is uncommon. So do we compare it to Karen? Or do we say no? O Dilma came with the told the regali, to urchehu, elam ha'ada, to hamizimna kamaisa i'ayidle. And I feel okay to Mashamel Chatzi Nezek. This is a muad. He walks, he sprinkles pebbles. That's muad. He's walking. So do we pull it squarely within regal, or does the echo of Karen continue to emerge? And that is another nafkamina to this third mahalik, which I think is a very, very reasonable and sound mahalik within Rashi. Now, answers the suffix in the Gemara. Suffix in the Gemara. Now, hashta da'asis lahachi. Now that we've arrived at the following, we are ready for shir. But shir is going to be tomorrow. But we're ready for shir. Watch this. What do you say about the fowl? Just think of that now in light of what we just said. Think about the fowl. An animal is walking in a reshus ha rabbit, sprinkling pebbles. If the pebbles did damage in reshus ha rabbit, what's the halacha? Potter. Because reshus ha rabbit. But let's say those pebbles sprinkle into reshus ha yachid. Now think about it in the following way. Where did the pu'ulas ha-hezek happen? Sarab. Where did the maisa hezek happen? Rishos ha-yachid. So this dichotomy of pu'ulas ha-hezek vis-a-vis maisa hezek or chalos hezek is now going to be pressed and challenged in that case. And you know what's going to come out? Three sheets, because there's going to be two scenarios. One scenario is tsroros. What about, is there any difference? Let's say I have a big branch or a big board. And the animal is walking. It steps on the board. Half the board is in Rishus HaRabim. The other half is in Rishus HaYachid. He steps on the board and it smashes a vase in Rishus HaYachid. Three sheets in Rishon. One set of sheets says, in all cases, look to where the damage took place, which is Hayachid. Other Shita says, look to where the damage was triggered. Rish Sarabim, Potter. And then a third sheet, which is obviously most interesting, says there's a difference between the board case and Sroma's case. So, Mir Tashem, that will be tomorrow's discussion.
That's crazy.